Structure-based instructional settings differ from natural acquisition settings. The two methodologies most associated with structure-based instruction are the grammar translation approaches, where there is considerable use of reading and writing as learners translate texts from one language to another, and also audio-lingual approaches, where there is little use of the first language and learners are expected to learn mainly through repetition and through habit formation. So, in structure-based instructional settings, linguistic items are presented and practiced in isolation, one at a time, in some form of sequence. Often the sequence is based on some kind of textbook where you have simple constructions and more complex constructions. Please note, simple and complex doesn't necessarily make it more simpler or harder for the learner to learn these. They're simple and complex in terms of their structure only. In structure-based instruction, errors are frequently corrected, and accuracy is given priority over meaningful interaction. Errors are presumed to be habit-forming, and the idea is if you eradicate errors and you inform that student plus other students that errors are being made, then this kind of language error will not be copied by others. Compared to natural acquisition settings, learning is often limited to a few hours a day. There is also much pressure to speak and write in the second language, and correctly to do so, from the very beginning. And finally, teachers often use the first language for their everyday classroom management, and teacher output in the second language is often modified. It's modified so that the teacher feels that she or he can ensure comprehension and compliance.